This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of National Space Day. Sharing a video on his social media, Mr. Modi said that in the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector. Mr. Modi said that today, Gen Z engineers, designers, coders and scientists are creating new technologies. He also noted that India's private space talent is creating its own unique identity across the world. The Prime Minister said that India's space sector is a magnet for global investors. He said that India has resolved to become a developed nation by 2047 and the space sector will play a pivotal role in realizing this vision. During an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector today, Mr. Modi urged the CEOs to remain consistent in their efforts and build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world. On National Space Day, Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has recalled the historic success of Chandrayaan 3. In a social media post, Dr. Singh remembered the moment on 23rd August 2023 when Chandrayaan 3 successfully landed on the moon's south polar region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with the newly appointed national office bearers of the Bharatiya Janata Party at its headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that organizational meetings are all about new ideas and perspectives aimed at strengthening the party and deepening its connect with the people. BJP President Nitin Nobin also held a meeting with the newly appointed national office bearers of the BJP. During the meeting, the BJP passed a resolution regarding the honour and protection of the historical legacy of Vande Mataram. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will undertake a two-day official visit to Russia beginning today. The minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada will match the United States' new tariffs dollar for dollar to protect Canadian workers, farmers, families and businesses after trade negotiations between the two countries collapsed. In a social media post, Carney said, "For over a year, Canada has worked intensively and in good faith with the United States to negotiate a new comprehensive trade deal." The development came after trade negotiations between Washington and Ottawa broke down late Friday night. Iran's Supreme National Security Council, SNNC, Mohsen Razai, has warned neighboring countries against joining the United States' economic campaign against Tehran, saying such participation would lead Iran to consider them enemies. In an interview with IRIB, Razai said Iran is not seeking escalation but warned that Tehran would respond if neighboring countries supported Washington's economic pressures. He further warned that Iran could block oil exports from the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz if regional countries joined the U.S. campaign. His remarks come after U.S. President Donald Trump announced what he described as an economic D-Day campaign against Iran, calling it the most crushing economic operation ever taken against any country, and urging U.S. allies to join Washington in isolating Tehran. In cricket, India were 40-1 against host Sri Lanka in the second and final test of the series in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. India won the first test by 165 runs and currently lead the series 1-0. Team India will look to win the second test and complete a whitewash, while Sri Lanka will aim to level the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.